Hey, we're going to do something special. Just at this point, I'm going to ask Joel to come out. And just come and stand here. So I think, unless you're new to this church, you would know that Joel is my son. I have two mighty men of God, and when they stand next to me, I feel like I'm lost in the forest. I am just so blessed. They love the Lord with all of their heart. And God uses them to stir me up and to inspire me. And we're going to consecrate Joel into the role of music leader. He's already been operating in that role. He's actually been operating in that role for a couple of years. We appointed him last year officially, but now we want to consecrate him. You know, it's important when you recognize a gift on someone that you consecrate means to set apart. Okay. So if you're not sure what that means, it just means to set apart for a special occasion. My mum had this special dinnerware. They were the holy utensils. They were consecrated. They were set apart for special guests. No one was allowed to touch them. They were holy. But when we had guests, the consecrated dishes would come out. And she would set them. And that's what consecration means, to set apart. Now, all we're doing today is we're recognizing a gift and a calling that's on Joel. This was already on him, and Joy and I began to see this on him a couple of years ago. And I'll tell you the way we began to notice it is because every week after church on a Monday, we would go, as was our fashion, Micah, Joel, Joy and myself, we would go to Gloria Jean's because that's where the presence of God. If you don't know that, you know, if you're lacking guidance in your life, go to Gloria Jean's. Sit down. It's owned, actually, just but on a serious note, it's owned by Christian people. And it's actually an Aussie guy, and he's on the board of directors of Kenneth Copeland Ministries in Australasia. And he brought Glory Jeans to tremendous success in Australia, and now he's bought all of the Glory Jeans in the United States. He owns them as well, and God is just blessing him. So God hangs out at Glory Jeans, eh? And but every week from a couple of years ago, we would go on a Monday to Glory Jeans, have a coffee, and we'd talk about church, and we'd just talk about different things. And Joel, almost every week, he would be talking about, we should do this for music, or we need to change that. You know, that one doesn't work, or this works. And Dad, why don't you talk to the musos about doing this? Or why don't we, you know, and he's always asking me to do stuff. And so finally we said we could join the dots. And we just said, you know, maybe you should do it. And he looked at us and we said, maybe you should be the music leader. And he said, no, you should do it, Dad. You know, like, you do it. You're the pastor. I said, well, you're always talking about it. I said, it sounds like it's really on your heart. Like, every week he was coming to us and stuff. So we just recognize that this gift is on him. And he certainly hears, you know. And there's numbers of you that have said to me about when he drums, that he releases things. Hey? And that was prophesied over him on numerous occasions. When he was first learning the drums, Joy and I, we sat him down and we said, don't just learn the technique, learn to hear the Spirit. Yeah. If you're not a musician and you're not doing this, you are lacking. If all you can do is just play in the natural, you are missing the biggest part of it. And so we began to teach it. We said, you start listening to the Holy Spirit. He will show you prophetically. He will show you how to play. And he began to come to us. He said, he would say, Mom, Dad, I heard a beat and I began to play it. And things would be released in the Spirit. The gifts of the Spirit would begin to operate. Healings would begin to manifest, eh? And I know many of you have sensed it and things. And so we're really blessed and honored that God has given us such a wonderful gift. And we recognize this on him. And we're going to consecrate him and minister to him. So I'm going to invite the leadership team, if they would just come out. And if you just step forward, they're going to gather around you. Hallelujah. And John and Shirley, if you would join us too, please. Hallelujah. I'll invite the rest of you, if you would just stand up and just stretch your hand out towards Joel and just begin to pray in the Spirit. Hallelujah. We want to minister as the Holy Spirit leads us. We want to minister and release things that are already within Him and impart whatever God wants us to impart. Let's just begin to pray in the Spirit. Hallelujah. 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 Let me just say to the leaders that are gathered around Joel, you stir yourself up. God wants to use you to minister the word of the Lord to this man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you for this gift that you've put within this man, Lord God, and how he is learning to flow with this gift, and what a blessing it is to our church, Lord God. And we just rejoice in that. And Father, now as a leadership team, we just consecrate him into this role as the music leader, Lord God, for the ministry of music here in this church. In Jesus' name, we command that spirit of life, that anointing to flow in praise and worship and to lead the team. We command that to continue to flow and to rise up and take him to new levels in Jesus' name. We release new revelation to flow in him in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Of your life is like this warrior's march, and it's marching to the beat of your drums, which the Holy Spirit gives you. And every step that you take, in I don't know what movie it is, but sometimes when you see these big Hulk monsters and they take a step and all the ground shatters and lights up under each footstep, and that's you, that's the impact you're having every place, every nation that you step, every suburb that you walk into, every place that you walk into, you're taking that power, that impact with you, and your life is moving to that drumbeat that the Holy Spirit's given you. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God.
Joel, there are rhythms in the Spirit. I heard the Lord say, there are rhythms in the Spirit that haven't been tapped yet. But He's going to show you these things. And the thing, you don't know of them yet. You've had a touch of some, but you don't know of these yet. But there are rhythms in the Spirit that have not been tapped yet. And He's going to show you these things. And He says unto you, be bold and go for it. Do not be afraid. Do not be timid, but be bold and go for it. Because we're like on the last lap or the second last lap of a race. And it's no time, not strategy now, just go for it. Put the foot down and go for it. The Lord will show you. Be led by the Lord, be cool, be relaxed. Not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. But He will show you some things. Go for it. And we will go with you.
Yeah, Joel, the Holy Spirit just said to me, He said, we are in a battle, but the drums, the beat of the drums is just going to break down walls. And we're in a battle, but we're winning. Whether Satan understands that, he's going to. And what you're doing is a spiritual drumbeat. And we're on the advance. We are advancing, and the drums get stronger and stronger, and the people get more excited and more excited, and we're going to break down barriers. So just keep focusing on the Lord, and the Holy Spirit's just going to drive it, and it is driving on the advance to victory, total victory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Joel, I just I believe the Lord's showing me that as leader, He's called you to be the leader of this praise and worship team, and that anointing rests heavily upon you, and that you already know and are flowing and with the Holy Spirit when you play your drums. But now, as leader, the anointing flows from the top down, and that He's looking to you now as leader to lead your team and impart to your team and help bring your team up to a new level, and showing them in demonstration and from the wisdom of God how for them to flow in the Spirit in the instruments that they're using as well, and to encourage the rest of the team to draw upon the anointing of your leader, to draw upon his anointing, so that you too learn how to flow more with the Spirit. And so the Lord's taking you places, but as leader, He wants you to bring your team with you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, voske bereci.
Joe, I believe the Lord would say, you know, as you guys have been going up there, and everyone knows here, I mean, we're tapping into some heavenly things. The Lord would say to you and your team, well done. You're doing good.
Joel, while we were praying, I saw a clip from Braveheart where the armies of Scotland are marching over the hills, and the drummers are going and the pipers are going, and as the armies are approaching the enemy, the sound of the music, the drums, was striking fear into the enemies. And that's what you do with the music team here. Is you are driving the praise and worship. The drums are striking fear into the enemy, and they are running. They are running scared, and I just want to seal that to you in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen.
Praise the Lord. I hear God saying this, that the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. He says He's imparted a gift unto you, and you've taken that gift and you've applied that gift and you've used that gift, and that gift has been a blessing to a great and many people. But He has a desire to you to become attentive to His voice. He wants you to become one with His voice, that when He speaks, you hear, you move. When He speaks, you hear, you stop. You sensitive to the voice of the Lord, and as He speaks, you do exactly what He tells you to do, because there's another place that He wants to take you. He wants to take you to the place where He wants to plant you, so that you can flourish and you can produce the great and mighty fruit that God has planned before the foundations of this earth. And this is just another step in the place where God is taking you to, and He just desires for you to become more close to His voice. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Well, I believe God is saying, see with the eyes of your faith, where He is taking you as leader, as the one who is going to lead this team, because you will flow in the Spirit. There will be no uncertain sounds, but there will be a sound from heaven that will draw in those that need Him more. And so go for it. Don't be timid. Don't be afraid. But hear the voice of God and see with the eyes of faith.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus. Joel, so like, if you've ever seen orchestras and stuff, there's always a conductor up the front that's like, you know, waving his little wand, and he's moving, you know, he's controlling the music. And I saw you as the conductor, but instead of having a wand, you had two drumsticks and you were playing the drums. And so you were leading from the drum kit. And there was, I saw our band, and you were not only showing us how to move in our instruments, how to move in the Spirit with our respective instruments, but there was other musicians that were looking, and they were saying, this man, he's not just leading the music, he's leading the worship.
He's showing his band how to play their instruments in the worship. And I see you as a leader moving other musicians into places where they're playing their instruments from the Spirit and not just looking at the sheet in front of them. And so, yeah, I just like that leadership anointing. You know, I've learned already so much about how I can play in the Spirit just by watching you and how you do it. And I very much feel like you're leading our band in that direction.
Thank you, Lord. Praise God. You know, you're going to like this, hey? I saw Captain America. And it was you, hey? And I believe this is more than just to do with the music ministry. I believe there's an anointing of leadership on you. And it's beyond even the music ministry. And you hide from that at times. But it's just like you will just continue to rise to the surface because there's that anointing on there and God's saying to you, don't hide. You will. Leaders will go first and you will lead. People will follow. Hey, and you'll find that everywhere you go. You're already finding that anyway. Yeah, so praise God. Amen.